From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The verdict is in. A U.S. jury Wednesday convicted Chechen immigrant Jokhar Tsarnaev of his part in carrying out the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. The attack by Jokhar and his brother Tamerlan killed three people and wounded 264. The jury deliberated more than 11 hours over 2 days before convicting the 21-year-old Tsarnaev of all 30 charges against him. 17 of those charges carry a possible death penalty. VOA's Fatima Tislova was in the courtroom when the verdicts were announced.
Jokhar Tsarnaev stood there, and there was no obvious reaction on his face. The camera was close enough to see his reaction. There was no obvious reaction.
The jury will begin hearing more testimony perhaps next week in the penalty phase of the trial. A state-run media outlet in Iran is reporting that Iranian Navy ships are moving toward a site near Yemen. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister arrived in Pakistan for a 2-day trip as part of an effort by both countries to find a solution to the crisis in Yemen. Ayesha Tanzim reports.
Pakistan's advisor on foreign affairs, or de facto foreign minister, Sartaj Aziz, suggested that the United Nations Security Council adopt a resolution that enforces a ceasefire in Yemen, as well as puts an embargo on arms supplies and finally disarms the Houthis. The Iranian foreign minister seemed to disagree.
This should be left to the Yemenis to decide.
Both Iran and Pakistan have been engaged in intense diplomacy on this issue during the last few days with other regional and Muslim countries like Turkey and Jordan. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
And for more, check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A former prisoner of the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has been arrested in Uganda on suspicion of playing a role in the killing last month of a prosecutor who handled terrorist cases. A police official says Jamal Kiyemba, a Ugandan, was arrested along with three others in the capital, Kampala. Officials say U.S. government personnel supported the operation that led to the arrest. Kurdish security officials say the Islamic State group has freed at least 216 members of Iraq's Yazidi community who had been held captive for 8 months. Witnesses say the handover took place Wednesday in the province of Kirkuk, noting that most of the Yazidis are elderly and in poor health. The reason for the release was not clear. Rwanda's attorney general wants to know how the French government will go about releasing declassified documents related to the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Businge Johnston said his government has asked its diplomatic representative in France to learn the French government's plans. Wire services reported that a decision to declassify the papers was signed on Tuesday. An Afghan National Army soldier opened fire on U.S. troops in Jalalabad Wednesday, killing one American before being killed in return fire. The gunfire erupted just after Afghan provincial officials met with a U.S. embassy official in the compound of the provincial governor in Jalalabad. It was the latest of a number of incidents in which Afghan troops have attacked U.S. or NATO forces fighting alongside them. A white police officer in the southeastern U.S. state of South Carolina has been fired after a video showed him shooting and killing a fleeing black man after a traffic stop. Officer Michael Slager was accused of murder in the killings last Saturday of 50-year-old Walter Scott. Scott had been pulled over for driving with a broken brake light. Mayor of North Charleston, Keith Summey, visited the family of the dead man.
We let them know how we felt about their loss and how bad it was. And we do not condone wrong, doesn't matter who it is. And we're there to support them as we can.
A video taken by a bystander shows Slager firing 8 times at Scott. The United Nations has launched an appeal for $111 million to help a large part of North Korea's population that is now facing a shortage of food. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for North Korea, Ghulam Isaac Zai, says the funding will help 5 agencies trying to provide North Koreans with food, water, and other basics. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.